The United States said Friday it opposes Iranian plans to put suspected al-Qaeda members on trial. Bush administration officials say they should be handed over to the United States or their countries of origin to be interrogated about knowledge they might have about terrorist attacks. The Bush administration believes there may be some senior figures of al-Qaeda in Iran, and it is making clear its disapproval of plans announced by the Iranian foreign minister to put 12 suspected members of the terror group on trial in that country at some unspecified date. In a television interview at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, the Iranian official Kamal Karazi did not identify those facing trial, and he said the proceedings would begin, in his words, when their files are ready. At a news briefing here, State Department spokesman Adam Airlie said it was not the first time Iran has suggested putting al-Qaeda figures on trial, and he said the U.S. position remains that they should be handed over to countries that want to question them about past or intended acts of terror.
We've long made it clear that we believe that Iran should turn over all suspected al-Qaeda operatives to the United States or to countries of origin or third countries for further interrogation and trial. In our view, it is essential that other countries have direct access to information these people may have about past and future al-Qaeda plans.
Western intelligence officials have said those held in Iran may include Saad bin Laden, son of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, and the group's Egyptian security chief, Saif al-Adel. Bush administration officials have been frustrated that Iran has refused to hand over or share intelligence learned from al-Qaeda members held there, and they have said that progress on that issue is essential to any improvement of relations between the two countries. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Iran continues to ignore requests from several countries for the handover of al-Qaeda suspects. Iran has said it arrested and deported hundreds of al-Qaeda members who fled into that country after the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in late 2001. Last September, Iran gave the United Nations a list of 225 alleged members of the group it said remained in Iranian hands. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.